We conclude this 100th main menu with more from VidPi's Showcase of Technology Vendors. VidPi is the computer affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, and today we hear about Bookshare.
Thanks for having us here today. My name's Allison Lingane from Bookshare.org with Benetech. And don't know how much you've heard about Bookshare, so I'll sort of start from the beginning. It was launched last February, and it really is a cross between Napster plus the Chafee Amendment to the copyright law that makes it all legal. And people who are out there scanning using their Open Books or Kurzweil to make books accessible for their own use can now share them through Bookshare.org. I was had a little chuckle. I was talking to somebody yesterday at the website at the booth about the website, and after I gave a little bit of explanation, he paused and he said, "So it's sort of the library of the people," and said, "Yeah, it kind of is that, because the users and members are really picking the books that you know they're interested in to be putting all that effort into scanning and sharing them through this centralized service." So that means that the books available are a whole range of books from today's bestsellers that can be made available quickly because, you know, it only takes a few hours to scan a book, to, you know, people's personal favorite reads that aren't available from other sources, and, you know, older classics, nonfiction, and fiction. We right now have over 10,000 books that are available for download from the website. Paul Edwards is our biggest single contributor with over 3,000 books submitted from his personal library. So we almost need a round of applause for him. But he's a big science fiction buff, so if any of you guys are science fiction buffs, there's a ton of them on the website. 10,030 books as of last Friday, and the collection is growing every single day as people are submitting the books, and we've got a whole cadre. There's about 250 people across the country signed up as volunteers to help get the books processed. We tell people you can volunteer from the comfort of your own computer to get online and help check, verify the books and the information in the books and make them available to members. So if any of you guys are scanners or know people who are, our motto is no book ever need be scanned twice. So please either yourself or encourage your friends to go to the website, which is www.bookshare.org, and submit the books you've got, because if you've enjoyed reading them, other people will too, and that effort that you've put into it can be shared across the whole United States. So membership is available to anyone in the U.S., a U.S. resident, who would qualify for RFB&D services. So that includes people with visual impairments, learning disabilities, or mobility impairments that make it difficult or impossible to pick up and read a standard print book. We do also have, for members, the ability to submit a book request. So we've got a wish list function. The way that works is that people can email in and say, you know, I'm looking for this particular book by this author, and we'll put it up on the list, and volunteers across the country use that as a guide for what to scan next. So it's not a guarantee that the book will be made available, but it certainly is makes it a lot more likely. The sign-up process to become a member it's a three-step process. First is to register on the website, and we do have our website set up on our booth number 15. If anybody wants to come by, we'd be happy to help you with that step of the process. So register for the website, then submit proof of disability is the second step, and the easiest way to do that is for people who receive services from NLS. NLS is offering as a service to their patrons for us to just check with them and accept that as proof of disability. So again, we can take your information down at our booth and do that all via email with NLS and let you know when that's in place. It takes a couple of weeks by the time we send them a list and they send it back to us to verify. The other way to do proof of disability is if you have a doctor's note or a standard letter that you use. We do have a form on our website that can be filled out by a, quote, certifying professional. And then the last step is it's an annual subscription. So it's a $50 annual subscription charge. First year, there's a $25 sign-up that we're waiving as a convention special. So anyone who signs up and pays before the end of August and lets us know before they pay that they want to take advantage of the convention special will waive that sign-up fee for them. So, again, we can take care of all of that at the booth for you, booth number 15. So once you are a member, the download process is that you would have your choice of two digital files. The first is Grade 2 Braille, BRF. You could use that in your, you know, portable note taker. And And you could also, emboss it as you wanted. The second file is the DAISY digital talking book format. And with membership, we provide for you a copy of the Victor ReaderSoft, which is a piece of software made by VisuAid that lets you read that DAISY format, lets you listen to it in text-to-speech. So they're coming out in a couple weeks with a self-voicing version, or you can also have it work with the screen reader of your choice. Then the last step is, of course, just reading it and then picking the next book when you're done. So we do have people who are just going crazy with all the books that are available and talking about how great it is to be able to sort of skim and download and read and then go to the next book as if it were somebody in a library or a bookstore just walking through and pulling the books off the shelf. I saw somebody with their hand up with a question. Go ahead.
The question was, what is the price per book?
So the annual subscription fee of $50 gets you a library card, which is access to the entire collection, as many books as you want. So you would download the books as you came across them and were interested in them. So it's not a per book cost, it's a per year cost. I've got another question in the back, a woman with her hand up.
The question is, are technical books available?
So you mentioned that you do a lot of scanning yourself of technical books, and I would say please submit them because somebody else out there is going to want that book, and more than just one person, I'm sure. Technical books we do have, since a lot of our early users are real computer folks, we do have some technical computer books, but definitely not all of them. So submit away. There was a question up in front here. Yeah.
You said that you have a speech version and a Braille version. Does that mean that you have to choose one or the other, or can you have access to both?
The question was that I said we have both a Braille version and a speech version. Can you have access to both, or do you have to choose? And the answer is you can download both copies if you want. Download them twice if you want.
Well, in other words, you might want to use speech for some books and Braille for others.
Absolutely. For every book... But it's available. Every book is available in both the Braille and the DAISY format, and you can download both of them if you'd like for every book, or just one, and take your pick between the formats as you like. A gentleman in the back with his hand up in the suit.
Can you tell me what exactly the DAISY format is able to do for us?
The question is, what can the DAISY format do for us?
So the DAISY format, just a little background in case anybody is new to the DAISY format, is developed by an international consortium of libraries for the blind. And the whole goal of the DAISY consortium is to enable navigation through books so that the experience of reading a book, if you compare it to a cassette tape where you start at the beginning and keep reading it and then fast forward to try and find the passage you're looking for... With a DAISY book, depending on the book itself, you can have different amounts of navigation through the book. So the Bookshare books all have navigation by page. So using the Victor ReaderSoft, you can go in and you can go right to page 37. You can put a bookmark at any spot in the book. You can put multiple bookmarks in. Navigate by paragraph through the book. And we're working on getting chapters to work as well so that you can go right to chapter 7.
1 minute.
We're not quite there yet, but we will be. question up here, gentlemen.
Okay. Now, with the DAISY format, is that
text-to-speech, or is it text on the screen, like let's say a text file format, or both?
Yeah, so the question is with the DAISY format, is it text-to-speech or text? So we don't deliver pre-recorded audio. We deliver a text-based file that is then your computer then uses its text-to-speech to turn that into audio for you to listen to.
Okay, and the software, the Victor software, provides that text-to-speech capability. Let's say I don't have a screen reader like Jaws.
Yeah.
So the question was...
I need text-to-speech.
So the question is, will the Victor software provide the text-to-speech capability?
The Victor Reader software, they're coming out with a version in a couple of weeks that will have its own text-to-speech in it. So the current version relies on a screen reader, and the upcoming version will have the text-to-speech built right in. So you'd need a screen reader to navigate on the website or have somebody help you with that. But once you had the book open and were reading it, then it would have its own built-in text-to-speech. Yeah, the text-to-speech will pick up right where you want it to. You can bookmark it. It'll save your spot where you were last time before you closed out and start up right where you were before. Okay, we've got a question near the door.
And this will be the last question.
Can institutions,
as well as individuals join Bookshare?
Right now we've got a setup so that institutions or schools or organizations can sponsor subscriptions for their students or their members. Ultimately, it does need to be the individual who has the subscription, because we actually provide a fair amount of flexibility for the individual. When they download the book, it's encrypted, so it's sort of locked up. Once it's on your computer, using our Unpack tool, which is a very small piece of software we provide for you, you unpack it and take it out of that lockbox. Then for your own use, you can really do pretty much what you want with it. Turn it into different formats, use it on, you know, whatever accessible technology that you have, but you aren't allowed to share that book with anybody else. So because of that flexibility that we provide, the membership needs to be in the individual's name. But schools can pay for memberships, and we do have a whole organizational account structure set up for that.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mose, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.